Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. SaneMan, you are my Morpheus. In a long string of Red Pill / MGTOW content creators, I've still found my way back to your channel time and time again. The demonetization is something I can feel and see for channels like yours. My content request is this. Do you find that there's a difference between the Red Pill and MGTOW ideologies? I know that there are content producers like Rolo Tomasi and Donovan Sharp. You can leave names out of your video if you'd like. I'm not trying to stir up YouTube blood sports that claim that Red Pill is the embodiment of knowing PUA type game to adapt to a modern sexual marketplace. While my understanding is that Red Pill is in essence MGTOW, and the creators that advocate for an adaptation on men's behalf to accommodate themselves better for women's sexual selectivity. Is there a difference between the two? Could you consider gaming corporations to be, for a lack of better term, adding purple to my red/black pills? Feel free to edit how you see fit as to not step on toes or trip up YouTube guidelines. Stay safe, Sandman. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm a bit confused on what you want me to cover, so I'll do my best interpretation. Red pill ideology or philosophy, the way I see it, is simply about understanding female nature, their motivations and behaviors. Things like hypergamy, neoteny, using men as emotional tampons, etc. Each brand of red pill has its own purpose, depending on what stage you are in life. If I was in my teens or 20s, I would gravitate towards pickup and understanding the black pill community and working on my looks and game to get girls. A guy at that age can't help but chase women. He doesn't understand how a man in his 30s or 40s can swear off women entirely and then go his own way. Stardust the Thinking Ape made a video about that relatively recently. Young guys in their 20s can use the red pill knowledge about women to do pickup, if they're attractive enough to do so. If they aren't attractive enough, then that red pill becomes a black pill or crimson pill of incel. My belief is that men should date in their teens and 20s and get into long-term relationships. You have to go your own way from something and not from nothing. Only later when you go your own way will you actually hate yourself for spending all of your time on hoochie mamas. Then you can finally value the rest of your life and spend your remaining time drama-free and more wisely. A lot of married PUA guys and those in relationships in their 40s and 50s are just milking their knowledge for the money. They don't use pickup anymore. Say what you might about pickup coaches or pickup roaches, the way that Undead Chronic calls them, at least the guys practicing their skills to this day are still doing it instead of talking out of their whipped married asses. PUA coaches in their 40s and 50s are generally trying to squeeze the last little bit of money and attention out of their viewers before their pubic hair start turning gray. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to pickup roaches are better than MGTOW's Clown World show. You're right that the adaptation that pickup artists promote, Mr. Anonymous, works better for the female imperative. It still gives them attention as well as men that will love them and spend money on them. MGTOW is the most dangerous for women because if you're a monk like me, it takes all of that away from them. So of course my channel is demonetized and so are many other MGTOW channels, because they don't want us getting money that'll never be handed back to women. It's a circular cooch economy. All my crypto and cash will never go into a gash. The black pill guys are desperate to looksmax and geomax and to spend their money on women as well. So you guessed it, they all get monetized as well. It's only MGTOWs that are supposedly selfish. Even the MRAs, which are also part of the red pill philosophy, they use the knowledge of female nature to try and convince people to change the laws, to make being in a relationship and handing your hard-earned money to the proud owner of a pair of Hooters as safe as can be. So once again, they get monetized. I guess I'm lucky when compared to the Latin American and Spanish MGTOW channels, because not only were they demonetized, they were erased from existence. Back about 10 years ago, the mostly boomers out there and leading edge of Generation X took the red pill and became men's rights advocates after doing so. They wanted young guys to feel the safety of swimming in a moist cooch without being captured by the divorce court shenanigans. PUA, MRA, and incel are still there to serve women. I would consider game to be a purple pill thing And yes, it slowly turns you blue. It's like boiling a frog slowly in water as you increase the temperature slowly. That was my experience while dating, while going my own way. Slowly the love goggles formed in front of my eyes, and I became a slave to the slut. Of all the red pill groups, the MGTOW one is the best, because it's the only one that provides freedom and an exit from the sexual marketplace entirely through intellectually induced asexuality. Mr. Anonymous, you could use game to date as a man going his own way, but it slowly cooks your brain in its own love juices. I know that from personal experience, and I want my brain intact so I can write and think. Women want to melt my brain so they can use me as an emotional tampon and tell me all their troubles without me thinking too deeply about them. As for red pill knowledge being used differently at different stages of life, the younger guys can use it to get sex while younger so they don't have regrets about not getting enough when they're older. I was lucky enough to have girlfriends in my teens and long-term relationships in my 20s and early 30s, and then I found MGTOW at just the right time, just when my sexual thirst was starting to decrease. I found the MGTOW and MRA red pill philosophies first. I'm sure that if I found pickup first, then I would have taken that to heart. That's why there's so many guys recently from the pickup community attacking me in my videos and on their channels saying that MGTOW is just a coping strategy for losers. It's because they were liberated by the PUA red pill, so they're emotionally invested in what freed them. Mr. Anonymous, the red pill is not simply MGTOW. It belongs to every group in the manosphere. It's just about how you use it. If tomorrow there was a perfectly functioning sex android that could replace women, I guarantee you the pickup community, what's left of the MRAs, and even the black pill incel groups would cease to exist, because they would pretty much get laid on tap. Game would become obsolete, and so would looks maxing. At least that's the prediction. I still believe that some men, including myself, would want a real woman projected into a machine. But I'm not delusional to think that most, if not all men, wouldn't actually want that. The only question remaining at that point would be, is a man going to marry and have children with a biological woman? Or use a surrogate, or stay single and childless forever? But most likely all that will be left is MGTOW in the manosphere. Once men no longer need to pander to women for companionship, reproduction, love, sex, and female validation, they would basically begin questioning the very idea of being in a relationship at all. As technology advances, once again, all that will be left is MGTOW. But that doesn't mean that the grifters can't make their money in the manosphere until then. They are here and they're not going anywhere. They will also probably be the first, along with women, to attack any new technology that liberates men from biological women. Not because they don't think it's a good idea or viable alternative, but because it'll mean the end of their grift. There's an old line out there about a man believing any story he has to in order to get his paycheck. The stupid thing is that when certain technology makes certain information or ideas obsolete, people always double down on the old ideas instead of embracing the new ones. It's like Cuckbuster Video, also known as Blockbuster Video. When Netflix first showed up, Cuckbuster didn't want to buy them out because they thought it was a joke, that people would rent DVDs in the mail instead of just going down the street to a store and picking them up, which was a lot easier back then. They didn't see that eventually the bandwidth and internet speeds would be good enough to stream files directly to your home. So they doubled down by adding candy aisles to their stores. After all, who's going to watch a movie without candy and popcorn, and it's convenient to get a movie and treats at the same time? So eventually Cuckbusters died. When sex bots will show up, suddenly the PUAs will all claim they're going their own way, and the technology has freed them from their pussy addictions. Meanwhile, for us, philosophy did it decades before that. But we all know that MGTOW is the best red pill philosophy. Not only the best one from a financial, spiritual, so long as you get through the existential crisis, as well as the emotional peace of mind perspective, but also because it'll be the last red pill standing one day. As for my YouTube name, it's funny you say I'm your version of Morpheus, Mr. Anonymous. The reason I picked the name in the first place was because I was reading the Sandman comics, and he was also known as Morpheus. Since Morpheus from The Matrix would have been too obvious because he gives out red pills, I picked Sandman from reading those comics. Plus, there's also a female character in there named Death. Unfortunately, Netflix has cast her as a black woman, instead of an emo-looking white chick that she was in the comics. Gwendolyn Christie also plays Lucifer, which has now been turned into a female as well. I think the whole thing is going to die the way that American Gods did. The first season of that show was absolutely amazing, especially the first episode, and then it went downhill pretty quickly. As for the Morpheus name, one of the guys in the Latin MGTOW community used the name Shay Morpheus, which I thought was just too obvious. I guess the new Sandman series is going to go woke. Hopefully people will find my channel while looking for it when it finally comes out. I also hope you guys look at the new model in this video. She's my new favorite model on the stock photography page that I'm using. She's constantly doing shots with her boob about to pop out the side. Plus, I like her face and body. Why adapt to the existing sexual marketplace if you're older, if you've already had your fun? There's no point. Pickup is a waste of time. Just work on yourself and women will just show up, trying to steal your mojo by riding your magic stick. Unlike in the film Fight Club, where Tyler Durden says that self-improvement is masturbation. I believe that self-improvement attracts women to you, so you no longer have to masturbate. I also can't wait to hear stories from PUAs in 5 years telling everyone how they were wrong about pandering to women now that they got into the age of 35. Are single and their big head is now doing the thinking for them instead of their little one. Look at the most notorious PUA of the last 20 years, Douche V. He ran off and became an ultra-Christian. He dumped the worship of women as his crutch and instead replaced the worship of God instead. It's hard not to fall for something or someone to give your life purpose and meaning instead of going through that existential crisis. Only cowards avoid an existential crisis and find something else in someone else's belief system to fall into, to give them purpose instead of creating their own. Mr. Anonymous, if there's one thing you get from this video, it's that pickup might be the first place you discover useful information and red pill yourself there. But MGTOW is the last pill you'll ever need. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that MGTOW will be the only red pill manosphere philosophy left once sex bots and artificial wombs smash the rest. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the other pills that don't actually free you from giving women your attention and pension away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.